Hello and welcome to The Pulse, talking tech at MHC. This podcast is produced by the educational technology team at Mount Holyoke College. Our staff are on hand to help faculty and students with the major technologies used in teaching and learning here at Mount Holyoke. If you'd like to hear more about what we do or collaborate with us on a project, please reach out to our team at edtech@mtholyoke.edu.
On today's episode, our colleague Matt interviews Irene McGarity, Head of Research Services, on the offerings of research services in LITS. Enjoy the show.
This is Matt from the EdTech team, and today I will be speaking with Irene McGarity, Head of Research Services. So, Irene, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So Irene, for those people who might not be familiar, can you describe the services that Research Services provides to the community?
Sure. So Research Services operates on a kind of spectrum of education and services. So at one end of the spectrum, which is more on the service side, we can help our community basically use our tools to conduct research. So that would include our Discover tool, databases for books, articles, ebooks, and then things like finding books in the stacks, using Discover to request articles through interlibrary loan. And then on the other end of that spectrum, which is more in the education realm, our program really aims to help students and faculty, what we like to say is cultivate ethical information practices, which is really broad, and it encompasses a lot of things both inside of academia and outside of academia. And those two are not these mutually exclusive things, right? They have a lot of connections and overlap. So just to give a few examples of things on the more educational side of things, we will go into classes and talk about what is the peer review process? What does it mean about quality and perspective when something is peer reviewed? Whose voices might be left out? Another thing we talk about a lot with faculty and students is, how do you approach evaluating an article, a website, a book? And this doesn't just mean if it's quote unquote reliable, credible, because that's what people tend to jump to immediately. Reliability and credibility is definitely part of it, but it's also about evaluating, what perspective does this piece of information come from? What is the context for this piece of information? And then especially, I mean, this applies to academia and outside academia, what is the larger conversation that this article or website is part of? What, you know, like current events does it touch on? What's the historical context of this conversation? So yeah, that's just kind of an overview.
Great, thank you. What are the topics that you and your team would say are the sort of most exciting to be talking about with Mount Holyoke College faculty right now?
Well, I think the topics that we end up talking about most with faculty are how we can be helpful in service of one of their assignments. And so that's often a research paper or a research project. And that often involves collaborating with the faculty member, we usually have a meeting, and we talk about things like, well, what are the goals of the assignment? I think one thing that we're excited talking about in that context is how to build skills. So it's not just this idea of supporting the student through this one assignment. It's helping the student to build skills that are going to help them in all these other assignments and then outside of college, like what I mentioned before, evaluation. And learning about things like that is this recursive process. So it's not just, you know, we talk about it in one class and students totally get it. They kind of have to learn it and then have some life experiences and think about it and then come back to it on another level and kind of building and building as they go along. So we like to talk about skills. We also like to talk about scaffolding and ways of, we'd like to talk about this with department chairs because they have a larger view of their academic program, but thinking about being a little more intentional about how we can work with students and faculty within their larger program. So what skills do we need to talk about in their lower level classes and how can we build upon that in their upper level classes? So it's not just repetitive, like we go into every single class and show a database, like how can we build on skills and really expand what students are learning and what they're working on. The other thing we're excited to talk to faculty about is how we can bring topics into the classroom that are not just about how to conduct research in academia. We would like to be able to talk more about information as a general thing, information, how it actually works and functions. What is the architecture of information systems like the internet? How is the internet built? What are the important behind the scenes factors of the internet? And then talking about things like quote unquote fake news, not just on a superficial level, but really looking at the historical background, like where did science denial start and how has it kind of snowballed into something different? And, you know, where does this weaponization of I did my own research come from? How do information systems exacerbate political polarization? And there's a lot of overlap and dovetailing with topics that are already being discussed in the classroom, like in a political science class, in a class with a legal focus. So we're pretty excited to expand that aspect of our program, and that's something that we're working on right now.
Yeah, thank you. I guess maybe expanding on that a little, what are some of the ways that students can make use of the services offered by Research Services? And I'm thinking we're moving into finals at the moment, and then we'll be kind of coming into the start of a new semester. So yeah, what are some things that students can look forward to?
Yeah, definitely. Well, we've been seeing a lot more students in the last couple of weeks as they're preparing for finals. It's really interesting. We see students in the beginning of the semester and at the end, and the tone is really different. Students are more like, oh my gosh, this paper due date is coming up. So students can find us just in terms of logistics. We do not have a service point, but students can find us really easily on the LITS website. So if they just click on the research tab and then click on research help, and at that point, they can either click on schedule an appointment. And if they schedule an appointment, they can see us on Zoom. We can meet them in person, and we usually meet in the research corner and talk and find out what's going on, where they are in their process with the assignment. We can help really at any stage of the process. We can help if they're still just trying to figure out how to kind of develop and refine their topic a little more. We can definitely help with finding, not only finding sources, but finding sources that are really relevant and helping them. I think this is an important part, helping them figure out what they're actually looking for. Because sometimes if students have a topic in mind, they're not necessarily sure what article they're trying to find. And we can also help students. Sometimes students will go into a research process or question and think, okay, here's my argument, or here's what I'm analyzing. I want to find an article that says exactly what I want to say. And that often doesn't exist. It often involves taking an article that's on that topic, but a little bit different, taking another article and finding a way to synthesize them. So that's something we can definitely help students with. If students don't want to sit down and have an appointment, we also have Research Services G email, which is in the same place as a schedule an appointment. And that could be if they have more of a quick question, like, oh, I'm trying to use this database and it's not working, that type of thing. So those are the main ways that students can get in touch with us. And we definitely want to hear from students. And I encourage anybody at any point in their process, even if your paper's due tomorrow, reach out to us and we can help you.
Great. Irene, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciated having the chance to chat with you about Research Services.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hi everyone, Lindsay here with one thing you should know about LITS. The Pratt Music Library, which is located on the ground floor of Pratt Hall, houses Mount Holyoke's collection of music materials, including books, scores, journals, and recordings. These are available for checkout by any member of our community.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode. This is Stephanie, here with the answer to our last technology trivia question. Our previous question was, what is the name of the world's first residential university? And the answer, Nalanda, was a renowned Buddhist monastic university in ancient Magadha, modern-day Bihar in eastern India. That's all our trivia questions for this session. We look forward to connecting with you again in our next season.